The march took place not far from the halls of Congress. The protesters arrived after members of the House and Senate had left for a spring recess. The protesters want Congress to take up the issue of illegal immigration when it returns. To persuade it, marchers emphasize they are a political force to be reckoned with, chanting in Spanish, "Here we are and we're not leaving." To find out whether immigration might get the attention of legislators on Election Day, we're joined by NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And will congressional races in November turn on the immigration issue?
It's possible, Renee. The organizers of the marches around the country really look to this issue in the way that people recall Proposition 187 back in the early 90s. And they say that what's going on...
187 in California.
In California. And what they're saying now is that this is, 187 on steroids. It has the potential, just as 187 did, to activate that base. In California's case, turned it from a state that was a mix of red and blue, Democrat and Republican, into a deep blue state, mostly Democratic, because many of the Hispanic voters suddenly identified with the Democratic Party and opposed to Pete Wilson, who was then running for re-election as governor. His strong stand against giving public services to illegal immigrants. So what you have is a situation where you have races in Arizona, New Mexico, coming across the country even to Connecticut and New York and certainly down to Florida, where it could have impact. Lots of attention right now on a Senate race between John Kiley, Republican incumbent in Arizona, and Jim Peterson, his Democratic challenger. The polls indicate that Kyle has a substantial lead, but this is the kind of issue where people think that the Democrats and Peterson could gain momentum because Kyle has taken a strong stand against the illegal immigrants.
And does the immigration issue work against the Republicans in all of these races?
Well, it does. In all of the races that people are paying attention to, the political experts, what you see is that they're Republican incumbents and that the Democrats are the ones who are gaining support from the idea that, especially in the House of Representatives, there was the idea of arresting people, charging them with felonies for being illegal immigrants, which would ruin their chances for ever becoming permanent residents of the United States. So as we mentioned in the Kyle Peterson case, Kyle is the incumbent. If you go across the map in New Mexico, a tight race there between Heather Wilson, a congresswoman from New Mexico, Republican, and Patricia Madrid. Again, people think immigration could break it in favor of the Democrat.
Well, of course, illegal newcomers to this country cannot vote. So how does this protest movement translate into votes from legal immigrants or other supporters?
Well, that's exactly right, Renee. What you have is a situation where you have 26 million legal immigrants in the United States. Historically, they have not registered and voted in large numbers. But there is the suggestion now that really already they're about a 60-40 Democratic vote, but they're in flux. And that this really could push that in a direction so you could get maybe a 70-30 vote in favor of Democrats. And recent polls show concern among that legal immigrant group that anti-immigrant sentiments are growing in the U.S., fueled by racism against Latin Americans, Asian immigrants in specific. 73% of those legal immigrants oppose felony charges for people being here illegally. 69% oppose any idea of sending those people back. 66% oppose the idea of building a wall. So you see, they view this debate as unfair and biased, and this could activate those voters who are here legally and have the ability to register and to vote.
And just briefly, what about the people who are not against those things on the other side of the issue?
Well, that's exactly what's driving so much of this debate in the House of Representatives, especially. I think you see that populist sentiment from people who are here, who are already registered and voting, and people who have been directly impacted in those southwestern states by the tremendous wave of immigration, especially illegals. So that's the base that you see the far right responding to, the Tom Tancredos of Colorado, who say, we need to build a wall, we need to secure our borders first. And those people could have impact in the 06 midterms. The question is what happens long term as we approach 08.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
That's analysis from NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.